Hey everybody, Dan Schinder here on, well, it's kind of Yes Shift, but also a bit of Yes Music podcast, kind of like a swirl, right guys? We got Mark, Kevin, Steve, myself here. I can't believe it's April already, but welcome guys. Thanks for getting with us to talk about two really interesting subjects, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and thanks for having us. And I'm going to let Steve kick it off because he's done more research on this weird album situation that he dug up.
Yeah, So I thought it would be really neat for the four of us to discuss this album, Heaven and Earth, because, you know, why not? You know, it's, it just feels like a real good time to, you know, this came out a long time ago, so maybe some people who've listened to it would want to revisit it. So what do you guys think of the music on this one?
Well, I listened to it quite I listened to it in quite detail the last couple of days, and honestly I found it kind of odd. I mean, to me it almost sounds like a sort of like C-level cover band version of Deep Purple.
Yeah,
it
almost sounds a little more edgy, right? Like,
yeah,
like
I mean,
a bit on drama, kind of.
Yeah, unbelievable how I mean, it sounds like they were listening to Perfect Strangers for the last year and a half before they went and did this, you know?
That's interesting.
And also,
yeah,
the names of some of the songs as well. Yeah, and I thought of Deep Purple as well quite a bit, and you know that they throw in bits of. Which you'd probably expect. They throw in bits of classical music in there. I thought there was a bit of Bach in there at one stage, which was really quite odd. And another one I thought was a bit of a Van Halen and Asia mashup.
Yeah. It did kind of get an Asia vibe here and there. Also Boston, like it kind of
Boston, yes.
That feel. But like the opening couple of tracks, I was kind of surprised, like, whoa, this is a bit more rocking than I expected. And you get like a blues rock feel throughout this album.
Well, they have previously been influenced by their contemporaries. I mean, if you look at how Drama was born and then, you know, Return Trip with Jeff and Trevor being involved. So maybe they were at the Perfect Strangers concert, which, by the way, was one of the loudest concerts I had ever seen. Not quite the loudest, but now that you brought that up, Mark, I'm wondering if that was the influence. And Roger Glover and Chris Squire both played Rickenbacker, so maybe they canoodled a lot behind the scenes with that brand at parties and stuff or something. And
also, I mean, you know, in the early days they were quite heavy on the B3 Hammond there, and this is a return to quite a bit on this album, which is you know, not a bad thing in my opinion. I'm a big fan of the Hammond, so.
Yeah,
I definitely imagine Tony Kaye being into some of this.
Yeah.
Tony played on the original cover version of America. Rick did a great job of, you know, carrying that torch with the Hammond sound, even after he stopped lugging around the big Hammond. It reminds me of that Yes Live Covers album that's coming out, a full length double album.
First off, Kevin, you're about to say something?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say about the Hammond. I absolutely agree. And, you know, I thought they were really channeling some John Lord Hammond in there. Very
absolutely.
Much so.
Yeah. And some people don't know this, but Jay Schellen actually played on a couple tracks on this album. So
on Heaven and Earth?
Yeah. Oh. Kind of surprised, right? It's on the second track and the closing track. So,
oh, really? I didn't realize that.
He knows the guys from years back, but I didn't realize he was on.
Kevin said something.
I like the snowy cover as well.
Oh, yeah. Similar to maybe a Drama influence or Badger, even though Roger didn't do the cover, but.
Yeah.
Or the Alan White cover, Alan White album that he did there has
shows.
Vibes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. A sort of interstitial snow theme, sort of a subliminal thread there. But Kevin, you reminded me when you brought up more about the Hammond that two connections again to Yes and Deep Purple, other than Chris and Roger both playing Rickenbackers, is that Ian Paice, jammed on Rick Wakeman's show. I forgot the name. Was it called Gaslight or something like that?
Or gas tank.
Gas
Tank. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's another version of it with him and John Lord playing Rick and John and trading solos. I got to dig that back up. Or you know what? I'll just pop a clip in here real quick. That was cool. But now can I bring up the topic of this new live? Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are very familiar with the fact that, and I'm sure Kevin and Mark, you of course know of America. They did the Beatles song on the 35th anniversary show. Now they're taking all the cover songs from different tours that they've done, and they're compiling all those. I've heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true. It'd be great though, of all the different live songs they've done, like Smoke on the Water. There's that B-52 song.
They did Smoke on the Water?
Yeah, when I saw them on the first leg, the second leg of the Toronto tour, the 79 tour at Long Beach Arena, they did Smoke on the Water. It was either the encore or right before the encore. I'll drop a clip. Check this out. See, is it like, play that where you guys saw that?
Yeah, I'd never seen this.
I never even heard of it.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad they're putting out the album, but.
Yeah. And one of the other ones I'm quite excited about that allegedly is going to be on this album is Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, and that's right. Again, being influenced by the contemporary.
When did that happen? Come on.
Well, no, but this is really special for me because it was the first concert I went to. In Birmingham, UK.
I'm going to pull that up while you're explaining, and I'll drop it in.
Yeah, 1998. I think I went to the 16th of, what's that, January, March? April, 16th of April, Birmingham. Mm-hmm. I've got the poster up here, actually, which was given to me by my friend Joseph. No, not by Joseph. Anyway.
I pulled it up. Check this out. I'll show just a clip of it, folks. Check it out. Yes, playing Tom Sawyer. So there, Mark, you weren't aware of that, Steve?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, me being a big Rush fan, I mean, this is news to me, and I'm definitely very happy that you pulled that up because I didn't even know about this at all. I mean, this is fantastic. And you know, if they're going to be releasing a record like this, then that's something that I'd be very interested in. And hopefully, they do a better job than they did with that horrendous singles album that came out not too long ago. Because that's just horrendous. But I can see this being a lot better made there.
Well,
maybe they'll call this one Yes Covery.
Yes Covery. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
But it was fantastic to have both Khorashev and Sherwood at my first Yes concert, and to hear them playing Tom Sawyer, you know, in that six-man lineup was just brilliant.
I take it, again, as a nod to their contemporaries is the way I look at it.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wow. Really interesting. So what would you like, hypothetically, think the cover of the Yes Covers album would look like? Hopefully get Roger to do it. It's hard for me to look at a Yes album without Roger's artwork on it.
No. I think they're going to bite the bullet and get Hypnosis, you know, back in.
back in,
and also do the cover. So you know, something Rush-like, maybe for part of the cover,
cool.
And then you know, evoke all
maybe,
the different
maybe
bands.
Maybe
they'll
do
the
back
covers.
Of a Naked Guy again, like for Rush and for Yes.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You know, you they've really done collages. Maybe they'll do that—a little collage, with a little bit from each song that you kind of piece together.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
I see Mark's screen flashing like he's looking for it. I'll send you the file, Mark, so you can just make some popcorn and watch it.
Yeah, because I mean, you made me really think about this now, because as far as covers go, like the art, like the actual album cover, I mean, why not just get Hugh Syme to do it? I mean, he did all of Rush's ones,
of
right?
Course.
So why not make an amalgamation of all like images from all these cover songs? You know, like some Deep Purple reference here and a Rush reference here. Or, you know, like a, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd reference or whatever it is that they're covering, put them on the cover. And, you know, Hugh Syme's really good with doing that kind of stuff. So you never know, right?
You know what? I just found something. Hold on. Look, I'm showing on the screen. Here's the Yes covers in Roger Dean font, and to have Hugh Syme do the rest would be awesome.
Mm.
Oh, perfect.
That's such a great idea. Yeah.
Mm.
Huh.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Imagine if the current lineup went on tour. And I kind of heard that Geddy and Alex aren't real busy right now.
Yeah.
Could there be an additional
pop on stage,
couple players on that tour?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, if they can bring Tony back in and, you know, and Bill there to introduce them, you know, it could be an absolute fantasy lineup.
Do another union sort of thing. What would they call
Absolutely.
That tour?
Yeah. Yeah, just not the
onion
union
cover
that people are asking for. Yeah.
Onion skin.
That'd be great.
Get it? Yeah. Onion skin onion covering skin. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
April
Fool's Day.
Yeah, it's April Fool's.
Yeah.
Hugh Syme's not actually doing the cover of that.
We're actually pre-recording this on St. Patrick's Day, which is, you know, the day that Patrick Moraz drove the snakes out of Ireland and onto the Relayer cover, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
So Mark and Kevin, tell everybody who has been living under a rock and doesn't know where they can follow you and listen to your show.
Well, if you just go to yesmusicpodcast.com, then that's the easiest way, and then everything else is linked from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about your stuff?
And you have a lot to listen to. I mean, we only have about 500 and approaching 600 our episodes, or we have already 600, don't we?
How long have you been doing it? When did you start?
2011.
2011.
I started, and then...
And we're over 600, right?
Yeah, 620-ish.
Wow.
Okay, there we go.
What about your stuff, though, Mark? Your band stuff?
Yeah, well, for me, I got a channel, the Project Gemini channel, the YouTube channel, and you know, I always kind of update it as much as possible with band related stuff. I'm right now promoting my latest record, which is What's on Your Mind from Project Gemini. There's a CD pre-order going on. Vinyl one to happen very soon as well. End of the month, I'm going to do a vinyl pre-order for that as well. And I mean, keeping pretty busy. And I'm also working with Joe Bailey again to do the next Dark Monarchy album. That one's going very well. That one we're about halfway done recording all the vocals for it. So hopefully by midsummer we'll have that done. And we're going to do probably a vinyl release of that as well. Our first for Dark Monarchy. So it's going to be exciting.
That's nice.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Steve, where can they follow us?
And well, they can follow us at Yes Shift, pretty much like YouTube, Facebook, just search a podcast app and we'll probably find us. But before we close out, also want to clear up a couple other things. The Heaven and Earth album we were talking about earlier is actually a late 90s blues album, and Jay Schellen was on a couple of tracks on that. The title
and it
track,
is called Heaven and Earth.
Yeah, and the closing track, Lose My Number, and and it does have a snowy cover. And for some of this, or I don't know how much of this video, you may have seen us upside down. That's a tip of the hat to the Leave It music videos, which aired 40 years ago.
Wow. Gosh,
and another thing, actually, just to let you all know, too, for people who are actually interested in this, Heaven and Earth are actually active. They just made a record not long ago, and they're
Really?
actually on front. Yeah, and they're on Frontiers Records, which were a
Oh.
label
Oh yeah.
associated with Yes for a long time as well. So,
Yeah. Wow.
yeah.
More of a connection than we even thought.
Yeah, the Yes album Heaven and Earth was on that label still, if I remember
Yeah,
correctly.
it was, yeah.
Cool. And Steve and
Very cool.
I also do a thing called Drum Talk TV. It's a
Yeah.
little thing that also happens to be the largest media company online following the world of drumming. So you can find us pretty much everywhere as well with that. And we simulcast a lot of our shows together, depending on who's on, especially on Yes Shift and Drum Talk TV. So you can check us out there. And
Nice.
folks, thanks for following what we all do. If you're not familiar with something that any of us do, check it out, get exposed to some new info, and more importantly, new fun, because this is a great time in our lives to weave in a little bit more fun into our lives with all the craziness that's going on. And of course, maybe you'll even discover some new music, like Yes playing Smoke on the Water on the 79
Amen.
Toronto tour.
Amen.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you soon.